Welcome to Align to Lead. I'm Dr. Megan Parks, and today we're talking about real solutions for women's health, healing, and balance. You're watching Now Media Television. Welcome to Align to Lead, where I connect the dots between health, leadership, and sustainable performance. I'm Dr. Megan Parks, and today I'm diving into a conversation that every business owner and high-performing professional needs to hear. If I want to lead with clarity, resilience, and consistency, I cannot treat my health like an afterthought. Joining me is Michael Schwartz, ND, founder, formulator, and president of Michael's Health Naturopathic Programs. He has spent more than four decades in the nutritional science and natural health, building structured programs designed to support cardiovascular health, detoxification, metabolic balance, immune resilience, and cognitive performance. His work grew out of the naturopathic counseling and evolved into a system-based approach focused on strengthening the body's core foundation instead of just chasing symptoms one at a time. Today, I want to explore a powerful idea at the center of this show. When I protect my health like an asset, I expand my capacity to lead, decide, and grow. Michael, welcome. I'm glad to have you here.
It's my pleasure to be working with you, Megan. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. This opening segment positions health as performance strategy, not a side conversation. I'm framing the guest not simply as a supplement formulator, but as a longtime naturopath educator who built his work around identifying patterns, strengthening systems, and helping people take responsibility for foundational health. That aligns naturally with the show's core message that sustainable leadership begins with sustainable health. His public profile and company background emphasizes more than 40 years in natural health, a longstanding naturopathic philosophy, and synergistically complete formulations built from what he saw in practice. So before we get started into strategy, I want to start with you. What first pulled you into and toward the naturopathic health, and what made you believe that this would become your life's work?
Well, I didn't know it was going to be my life's work until I got into it. And what I realized is I found my home. This is where I belonged. And what got me on this path was a conversation with a buddy of mine, because back in the 60s, there was a statement of get your act together. If not in those words, but that was the intent. Get your act together. And he made a passing remark, which was, get the energy out of your stomach and put it into your head so you can see clearly, think clearly, and life will unfold appropriately. So I became a vegetarian, and since then I have not had meat or fowl in the last 55 years. I started that when I was five. We were young. Anyway, so that changed my diet. And then I was going to be fired from my very first job, not the first job I ever had, but the very first job I ever was going to be fired from. And I went home because at that point I had a little baby girl and my wife was pregnant. And I came home, what am I going to do? I'm going to lose my job. One of those numbers. And another buddy said to me, you know, you guys are into health. You shop at a health food store. Why don't you see if you can go into the health food industry? Mm-hmm. Long story short, Megan, I ended up as a sales rep for Nature's Plus.
Nice.
And became sales manager and educator. And during that tenure, I became a naturopath. And then I left the company to do my own thing and started my company in 1984. And I found my home. I found my home the day I got hired for Nature's Plus.
So I love that. So you first began in nutritional counseling and before building structured programs and formulations. So what were you seeing in real people that convinced you that there was a bigger issue that was not just isolated symptoms, but weak underlying systems?
Well, you know, that's really a great question because my mind went to three different places simultaneously. And the first one I'll settle on is the diet. Okay, you know, there's two fundamental philosophies in life that are true and work for everybody. You are what you eat and you are what you think. Mm-hmm. So people don't question either of those because they believe that the FDA, the Fast Death Association, really wants to help them be healthy, which is absurd. The toxins in the food, the preservatives, the additives, the flavoring, the stabilizers, the emulsifiers, all of that garbage, those toxins get into the bloodstream. And when they get into the bloodstream, because your body is a divine creation, it's constantly repairing itself. But if you give it bad material, it's like putting dirty oil in your engine, you're going to clog up the engine, you're going to destroy it. Well, it's the same thing with the toxins. So the underlying thing is a weak immune system. That's first and foremost. Having a healthy immune system slows down the aging process as well as eliminates the foundation of a disease being created. So to me, the immune system is number one key. The other things that come to mind are the fact that people follow traditions and cultures and the family diet. So if you're on, you're eating the same food as mom and dad, except theirs was clean, yours not so clean, but whatever conditions they ended up with, guess what? You're going to have them too. Not to plant a negative thought in your mind, but just to say to you, look at what's going on. Look at what you're consuming. You may be creating the same thing that they did back, except you're doing it with food that is not necessarily as clean as what they ate. So those are some considerations.
No, those are wonderful considerations, and I love that analogy. You wouldn't put that in your car, you wouldn't put that in something else. Why would we do that in our body? On the show, I talk a lot about health as an asset. From your perspective, what changes in such as my leadership when I stop treating health like a maintenance issue and I actually start treating it like a performance infrastructure?
Wow. Brilliant perspective. I never thought of it from that point of view. So thank you. You wake up some thoughts here. Well, it is a piece of equipment. And like all equipment, it will eventually break down. But taking it to a business point of view, the bottom line in business is the bottom line. Am I in the red or am I in the black? And so what you do is you sit down over your chart of accounts and see where the money's going. Well, the same thing should be that you should look at your chart of accounts and what are they? Well, it's the vegetables. Are you eating any of them organically? Are you even having at least one salad a day, if not two? Okay. What are you drinking? Are you drinking clean water or are you drinking sodas, bringing in more sugar? Are you a dessert person? So you could begin to categorize what your diet is and what your thinking is. And what's unfortunate is most people really don't question, they don't ask why they are habitually doing what they do. And it is the habits that end up destroying their bodies and for companies, the company.
No, you're making really good points, and it brings self-awareness. It allows people to take ownership of their health and be part of their health. Now, with you doing this for over 40 years, what are some of the early warning signs that can basically tell me that I may be functioning, but I'm really no longer doing it in an optimal? I'm not operating as a healthy leader in that kind of capacity.
Well, I think the first sign would be getting up in the morning. Assuming you get up with vitality, which would be a great sign. But most people get up in the morning, they're lethargic. Some of them, I make a joke out of it. I say, you can't look at them cross-eyed because if you do, they'll take you out. They're sensitive, they're irritable. You may even work with people like that. And that's a condition called hypoglycemia. And that's brought about because of stress on the adrenal glands. And so here's the solution for the stress in your life. Because what stress is a result of how you look at things and how you respond to what you see and hear. And what stress does is it compromises your calcium, your magnesium, your zinc. And when the adrenal glands are taxed, blood pressure goes up, immune system crashes, and your ability to regulate energy, sugar in your bloodstream is out the door. So that's the very first sign. And if you run out of energy in the afternoon, that tells me that you are fatigued. And when you're fatigued, I'll take it to the holistic for a moment. That tells me that there's a feeling of being overwhelmed and a lack of inspiration and doubt in one's ability to handle everything one must handle in order to keep the company thriving and moving forward and growing.
That's wonderful. I'm going to piggyback on that and say, why does that matter for people who are trying to perform at a high level over time? What kind of issues do you see when they're running into this stress all the time?
Well, another one of those is they get angry. They'll get angry and upset at their employees. Why did you do it the way I told you to do it? They will find things to vent that anger, that dissatisfaction, that displeasure. And what's wonderful about the mind from a different point of view is that when we do that, it becomes a habit and we always look for things like that. So when you find yourself being critical, being dissatisfied, being a nitpicker of sorts, it undermines your coworkers, your underlings, the people who actually support you in being successful at what you do. You know, there's a misnomer, and then I'll shut up because I know we're running out of time. But people think that being the boss makes you independent. The truth of the matter is it makes you codependent on everyone who works for you.
You are 100% accurate. Well, coming up next, I want to break down the difference between reacting to symptoms and actually building a system that supports long-term performance. Stay with me. We'll be right back with more practical tools to help you feel healthier, stronger, and more aligned. Stay tuned. And we're back. I'm Dr. Megan Parks, and this is Align to Lead on Now Media Television. Welcome back to Align to Lead. Stay connected to this show and every Now Media TV favorite, live or on demand anytime you like. Download the free Now Media TV app on Roku or iOS and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and Spanish. On the move? No problem. Catch the podcast version on nowmedia.tv. Welcome back. I'm here with Michael Schwartz, and in this segment, I want to get practical about something that trips up a lot of high achievers. One, they wait until they feel bad. Then they try to fix one problem at a time. But real performance rarely works that way. If my foundation is weak, eventually my decisions and energy and resilience all start to show. This segment moves from philosophy into method. Michael's Health presents its products and educational approach around naturopathic principles, structured programs, and support for interconnected body systems rather than one-off fixes that make this the right place to explore how leaders can think more strategically about prevention, consistency, and health architecture instead of just crisis response. So, Michael, when I chase symptoms one by one, what do you feel I'm usually missing about how the whole body actually works as a system?
Well, you know, it's like nature itself. Everything is integrated, and I don't think people think that they isolate everything. Mm-hmm. And in doing so, you know, one of the first things that goes, or it doesn't go, but is affected by stress is the adrenal gland. Well, when that's taxed out, then that interferes with the pancreas, which regulates insulin to regulate the sugar. When that becomes exhausted, the adrenal gland is supposed to talk to the liver to release fuel back into the system. And you can relate all of this to a production facility. So you have a general manager who's overseeing the production of everything. That's the leader of the group. And when that guy gets so overwhelmed, and he could be the GM, he could be the president, he could be the CEO, but when he is overwhelmed and undernourished, then he can't see everything clearly. And then his decision-making is also shrouded, not in doubt so much, but it's not as crystal clear as it could be. So whatever the pancreas represents, like enzyme production, so here, that part of the manufacturing process or the paper pushing process or the engineering process kind of breaks down just a little bit, but that's all you need, because once there is a little bit of a disconnect, that's going to affect everything else. And like you go back to the liver is kind of a converter. It takes what we eat, turns it into fuel and or building material. It also works as a detoxifier. So if those systems are not operating at optimal efficiency, then relating that to the business, what kind of things are interfering in the production process? What isn't being utilized, converted, you know, for business, it's kinetic energy, so to speak. What, and if everybody is tired and lethargic, well, they don't have energy not only in their bodies to facilitate what needs to be done, but they may not have energy in their mind to see potentialities of what could be. Instead, they end up responding to the problems that occur because of a lack of attention and a lack of unclear thinking, so to speak.
You often talk through categories like detoxification, metabolism, cardiovascular support, immunity, and even cognitive function. How do those systems interact in ways people underestimate?
Great question. So we'll go first to the circulatory system, because your circulatory system helps bring all of the building material for the new cells to develop. So some of the, if then, and consider that everything you eat, breathe, drink, apply to your skin ends up in your bloodstream. All of it, okay? So those toxins are there. Now, remember I said the body is a divine thing. So you're constantly regenerating yourself. Every 7 years, literally or physically, not sure, I'm dyslexic, so I don't know those words, but every 7 years, you have a new body. Okay, so questions come up, well, why do I look this way? Why do I feel this way if I'm a brand new person? Well, because the building material has been corrupted. So the toxins corrupt your cells. Not only that, the bloodstream, because every cell eats, breathes, drinks, and processes waste. Where does that waste go? Goes into the bloodstream. So now you got dirty blood. Now, if your liver can't cleanse that out, now you're getting sicker. Now, you may also be bringing in too much fried foods, too much fatty, greasy foods, I guess it's one and the same, and too much fat. So now you're building too much cholesterol, and you need cholesterol. So these no-fat, low-fat diets are not necessarily healthy. Neither is, you know, taking some of the meds that are offered to block cholesterol, because you actually need your LDL as a transport system. That's aside. So with your body getting, you know, the bloodstream becoming full of cholesterol, you end up creating hardening the arteries. That's number one. Number two, the amount of blood reaching the blood-brain barrier, that's a whole other animal, because what your blood is doing is carrying neurotransmitters and oxygen to feed your brain. 20 to 25% of all the oxygen you bring into the system goes to your brain. So, but if you're sitting on your butt all day long, and then you're a couch potato at home, and you're not going to the gym during lunch at least once or twice a week, if not every single day, doing something, you're not getting the nutrients that your brain needs to function efficiently at optimal levels, and you're not getting the neurotransmitters coming in, like phosphatidylcholine or serine choline. Anyway, you're not getting what you need. And because of that, you can't think clearly. So now we're beginning to see clogged arteries, tired person, stressed out individual, unclear thinking. So how can you lead an organization? Because there's a teaching that says what is within will manifest without. And if you're the guy at the top of the heap, how is your actions, reactions affecting everybody downstream? Because you know the cliche about things rolling downhill, right? I call it magic. Sometimes it's disunity, disharmony, dissatisfaction. Nonetheless, it clogs up the equipment and the body.
That's wonderful. Again, I love your analogies. When we talk, you're welcome. When we talk founders and executives that are known to have a packed, crazy, chaotic schedule, what does a structured health approach look like in real life for them? Not an ideal life, but honestly, a real life.
Well, I would say one, to examine the diet, which we started out with, that's essential. And, you know, the beauty of the human mind is we can justify, rationalize, and come up with a logical reason why I have to eat fast food, why I have to eat junk, why I can't go to a good restaurant and get an organic meal. clean flesh food, clean salads. So diet is number one. Number two, really question what you're chasing. You know, everybody, it seems, and our system is built on money, 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 money. Well, it should be built on honey, 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 so that when you get home, what you're doing is working to live, not living to work. That would make you, you know, if you reduce, you know, what's really interesting, Megan, is that people who make $100,000 a year live on $130,000, $150,000. People making $50,000 live on $75,000. So people are tracing this dream of thinking they have to be more in order to be somebody or something. And I once said to somebody, it doesn't matter how much sex, drugs, rock and roll you bring in to try to fill those holes, it never will. Getting to know yourself, taking care. Look, we only have one life that we're aware of at a time. This is the temple. Take care of it. Get the money changers. I actually told that to a minister once. He said, Michael, what do I tell my parish? They know I'm into health. I said, tell them, you know, get the money changers out. And that's the fast food junk. Stop putting your money into poison. Put your money into your body. It is a temple.
With that being said, I was going to say, with that being said, how do I tell a difference between being disciplined versus simply overriding all those warning signs by doing more caffeine, more stress, and more momentum?
Well, you know, discipline is really a fascinating word. In the first part of it is the root of becoming a disciple. And in my classes and in my writings, I tell people, become a disciple unto yourself. Because it's taught that the kingdom is within. So treat the body that way. This is a sacred temple. Care for it the way, you know, be as disciplined as you are about how you run your business. This is your first business. This is the only business that will sustain you once the job is over. Okay, once you retire, it's really interesting how many people retire and then within a year, they're either dealing with a detrimental illness that incapacitates them, or they're on the other side, or as we say, dead.
Michael, for people who want to learn more about your philosophy and structure programs, where should they start?
Well, check out my michaelshealth.com. They can go there. I have all kinds of writings, not about the holistic aspect, but about health. So I'm all about education. And I write about all of my products so they can research them. And they'll see that I don't use any stimulants. Everything I do is wholesome. No garbage, no fluff. I am a foundational company. I'm about building the body into a healthy foundation. I don't chase fads. Everything I do is guaranteed to give a result. But learn, challenge, don't believe a word I've said. You know, it's really funny, Megan, and I'll shut up. We got to take a break. But I'll talk about what I tell people at the end of my lectures, and that's don't believe a thing I said. I'll explain.
I love that. Well, up next, I want to talk about the cost of running on empty, because burnout, unfortunately, it doesn't always look dramatic at first. But I promise you, it always shows up somewhere. We'll be right back with more practical tools to help you feel healthier, stronger, and more aligned. Stay tuned. And we're back. I'm Dr. Megan Parks, and this is Align the Lead on Now Media Television. Welcome back. We've talked about health as an asset and about why chasing symptoms keeps people stuck. Now I want to look at the real business cost of ignoring foundational health. Because long before a breakdown, I may already be paying for it with slower thinking, lower resilience, weaker recovery, and less consistent leadership. This is where the episode becomes highly relevant for entrepreneurs and operators. Michael Schwartz's public profile emphasizes support for cognitive performance, metabolic balance, immune resilience, and long-term vitality. All highly relevant to leaders whose work depends on sharp judgment, emotional steadiness, and sustained energy. His new brand activity also positions the company around a consumer education and holistic wellness access, which supports a broader conversation about proactive health management rather than reactive health consumption. So let's talk about cognition. So when my brain feels slower, my memory feels less sharp, or my decision-making feels heavier, what health patterns may be sitting underneath all of that?
Low blood sugar, believe it or not, and clogged arteries where you're not getting enough of the nutrients to feed the brain, which, because the mind is thinking, the mind is there, but the communication is stifled. Stifled in the sense that all of the synapses are not firing because the nutrients necessary are not getting up to the blood-brain barrier, nor are they transferring into the brain matter. But I want to go back to something that we signed off on last segment. And I said to, you know, and I say this at consumer lectures, I do, don't believe a word I've said. Put it to the test. And the reason I say that is twofold. Number one, you'll know that I told you the truth. Mm-hmm. Number two, you'll prove to yourself that you can take care of yourself. That's simple. So now, talking about running on empty, as the implication is, you know, a lot of these people will have coffee throughout the day. I remember in the military, people drank coffee right up until midnight when they got off of work. They'd have a cup before they go, and then they're going to the barracks to go to sleep. Caffeine and the monster drinks, oh my God, forget that stuff. Mm-hmm. What that excess caffeine does is it stimulates the central nervous system. So yeah, you're wired, you got the energy, I can do this, I'm on this, I'm on that. And no, you're not. What you're doing is you're compromising your adrenal glands and you're setting them up for failure. And there are diseases associated with the adrenal glands. And interestingly enough, now some guys may run to the health food store and or a chiropractor and or a medical doctor who's integrative medicine, and they'll put them on a raw glandular for the adrenals. Oh, my adrenals are good because I got a raw glandular now. When you bring in a raw glandular, even though it's been desiccated and defatted, residual amounts of the hormone are there. So when you bring a hormone into the body, you're training the gland that you're treating, and you shouldn't treat, you should nourish, you're training the gland to be lazy. And so over time, it becomes lethargic and then it can atrophy. Now you're in deep, what we call doo-doo. So there's that.
With that being said, how often do you see leaders normalize fatigue, poor sleep, sluggish metabolism, or even immune dips, and they just think it's part of success when those are actually signs of a deeper imbalance?
Boy, it's astounding how many different ways we delude ourselves.
True.
You know? And so when, if you don't have the energy to function all day long, that's telling you something is amiss. Because again, your body is constantly refurbishing, rejuvenating, correcting, building. It's got the ability to keep you energized. So the question is, what are you feeding it? Are you supporting that effort? If not, why not? You really need to ask yourself, you know, yeah, I take vitamins. I'm doing the one a day. I will say to you that, and I say this to, you know, in our health food industry, the big thing is food grown, food bound, food enhanced. All food, vegetable, product. And I tell clients and I tell store owners, I will never, ever, ever sell anything like that. And they say, Michael, why not? I said, number one, my name's on the bottle. Number two, I made my living when I did counseling with a rule of thumb. You'll feel better in 3 days if you get your money back. Either I know what I'm doing or I don't. If you do not give the body enough of what it needs, it can't do the job. You can't run a company if your sales are not meeting your expenses. I think they call that, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that's bankruptcy over time. So you're doing the same thing to your body. There yes. are formulas out there, and shop the health food stores. Forget the drug stores. Forget the Walmart, the Target. Stop shopping on price. Look for quality and stop believing all the marketing and advertising. Ask the retailers. Now, they have their favorites and hopefully you'll go and ask for Michaels. Everything I do is guaranteed to give an effect or a result in the first bottle. And forgive me, Megan, for snatching in your little commercial.
No, no. I love where it can be, where people can find a true, not just a marketing tactic, but something that's good for them. So a lot of people also, they'll hear the word detox and they just automatically think trend. From your perspective, what does detoxification actually mean in a grounded, more physiological sense?
Well, you know, I make a product, interestingly enough, called Detox and Cleanse. And detoxification is a biochemical transaction. Cleansing is a muscular transaction. Now, normally people don't think like that. And additionally, you already have a detox system going on, because if you didn't, you'd be dead. The problem is you don't have enough of the minerals like manganese, molybdenum, zinc, iron, the things that support the detoxification process. Because if you're eating the American diet, yes, it may be fortified, but the question is, again, we're back to, you may not have enough of the nutrients that your body requires for optimal health based on the stress levels and your lifestyle. Okay, so the minerals, you need those. Also, detoxification, you need to clean out your bloodstream, because remember, that's where all the toxins are. So the detox system does that. And those minerals are yet again in the blood detoxification that the body requires. Plus, there are herbs like yellow dock, burdock root, red clover. All of those are great blood detoxifiers. Now, when that dirty blood from your dirty diet, no pun intended, well, I guess I don't know if it's a pun or not, but anyway, that dirty blood gets to your liver. And I said, the first job of your liver is as a conversion factory. The second job is to detox the toxins. So it seeks to immediately turn them into a liquid, solid, or a gas, and get them out of the system through urination, perspiration, respiration, defecation. And all of those are the muscular driven aspects that I mentioned earlier. In the liver, what it cannot get out of the body ASAP, it stores in the fat. And Megan, one of my theories, and this is an off the wall one, I don't know the truth of it, but it makes sense to me in my way of thinking, that part of the problem with obesity is the body's effort to protect itself from its host, who's eating so much toxic material that the liver can't get out of the system quick enough, and it's storing it in the fat. And that's not to discount the sugar, the corn syrup solids, and all of that other garbage and poison that is really detrimental to our people's health.
Oh, absolutely. Now, another topic I want to talk about, unfortunately, when we look at cardiovascular and metabolic health, unfortunately, they don't always feel urgent until something serious happens. So when we talk about business owners, why should they, or what should they be looking at for the systems earlier, and why should they be looking at that earlier than what they normally do?
Well, they don't normally look at it until, you know, their doctor says, you know, your blood pressure is 160 over 90. I think we need to do something here. Take this drug. Well, the way blood pressure is regulated, and I think that's important to understand, is that you have nerve endings in your arterial walls. They sense when the pressure goes up or down, sends a message to your brain. Your brain, in turn, sends out electrical impulses, because that's how we operate, through your nerve lines to tell the cells that make up the muscles to relax, the cells of the heart to slow down, okay? However, if we go back to one of the segments where we talked about stress, compromising your calcium, magnesium, and zinc, look at calcium and magnesium as light switches. You know, during the winter, you come home, or if you're first at the company, you're flicking on the lights to light up the joint. Well, calcium and magnesium are the light switches in your body. So if your brain sends an electrical impulse to tell the muscles what to do and the heart what to do, and because of stress, there's not enough light switches, they cells don't get those impulses. They don't get that guidance. They don't get that stimulant. They don't get that message. And so they remain tense. Remember, stress compromises, and now you're tense, muscular tension. So feed the negative, and by the way, your blood pressure, your bowels, your thyroid are all operated by what is called a negative feedback system. So if you nourish your negative feedback system with the nutrients that are appropriate, especially calcium, magnesium. And you know what's interesting, Megan, and you probably know this, but when, and people don't, most people don't, when your calcium is compromised because of stress, it creates an imbalance in sodium and potassium. Now your body's retaining fluid. That's why one of the first things the doctor will give you is a diuretic. But that's what they do. And they'll do a calcium channel blocker. They want you to get all the magnesium to relax. It's not the right approach. The best approach, nourish your body. There are formulas out there. Of course, I have one, and everybody else does for blood pressure. Look for those that actually nourish the blood negative feedback system.
Thank you for that. In our final segment, I want to bring this all the way back to responsibility, discipline, and legacy, because the real question is not whether health matters, but whether I'm willing to manage it intentionally. We'll be right back with more practical tools to help you feel healthier, stronger, and more aligned. Stay tuned. And we're back. I'm Dr. Megan Parks, and this is Aligned to Lead on Now Media Television. Welcome back to Aligned to Lead. If I want more conversations like this, built to strengthen how I live, lead, and perform, I can watch Now Media TV live or on demand on Roku or iOS, and I can catch the podcast anytime at nowmedia.tv. Welcome back to our final segment. Today, we've explored health as leadership infrastructure, the dangers of symptom chasing, and the hidden cost of running on depleted systems. Now, I want to close with the bigger issue. If my health is one of the most valuable assets, then protecting it is not optional. It's part of how I lead. This closing segment lands the show's core thesis. Michael's Health describes the mission in terms of helping people become healthier through naturopathic principles, affordable support, education, and long-term stewardship of the body. This company's own history traces us back to the formulations developed from the real client results, then refined into structured programs over 4 decades. That makes this the right place to close on ownership, sustainability, and what disciplined health leadership looks like in practice. Michael, after more than 40 years in work, what do you believe people misunderstand most about personal responsibility and health?
Well, I think one of the first things is that they assign it to somebody else who has only a financial concern more than an emotional concern. And emotions are necessary. If we're not engaged in with our partner emotionally, that's a problem. If you're not engaged in your company emotionally, that could be a problem. If you're not engaged with yourself emotionally, that's very distant. That too is a problem because now you have no empathy for anybody else. So the first things, I would say to be a better business person, a better leader, because the truth of life is that we lead by example. I'm the oldest guy in my company, and I'm the only one not on meds. Okay?
Amazing.
Not on meds. I've got guys that are on meds. It's absolutely outrageous because they're on meds. They will eat whatever they want because, hey, the meds taking care of it. So change your consciousness. That's one key. Change your diet. Supplement your diet with nutrients, formulas that are targeted for whatever your health concern is, because I know you have health concerns. It could be hypertension, it could be obesity, it could be edema, it could be energy, it could be dealing with the stress from a position of what I call personal power and quiet strength. These are the things you cannot achieve with the current diet you may be on, because if you have any kind of disharmony, you are what you're eating. Think about that. Examine it. You can't be lazy and run a million-dollar company. It won't last. Whether it's a million, a billion, or a trillion, it doesn't matter. You've got to take active participation in your health as well. You cannot have passive acceptance and turn the responsibility over to somebody else. You know, be your own best general manager. I don't know if that helps or not, but
It
it's part of my
does.
thing.
It does. And honestly, going into that, what common mistakes do you find high-performing people make when they finally get to that point of they try to now get healthy?
I think that they get bad advice. You know, and what I mean by that, Megan, is, you know, okay, so I'm an executive. Okay, so I'm going to take charge. I'm going to go, what'd the guy say? Oh, yeah, health food store. Okay, so I'm going to go to the health food store and I walk in and I go, oh my God, there's thousands of bottles. What? Where do I start? So my advice would be, and I tell this to retailers when they work with my products, talk to, because everybody has more than one issue. Again, we're like nature, we're interwoven. So when something's out of harmony here, you know it's affecting this and maybe that. So address the thing that bothers you the most. Okay, there are formulas out there for stress. There are basics. Let's go there first. I would say do a multi, and because I'm a company man, I am, and I'm going to promote my own products, but they can be a guide for you to take a look at. I am the one who introduced the concept of gender vitamins back in the late 80s. Take a look at my formulas for men and or for women, and now compare them to everybody else's formulas. And then from there, at least you have some place to look. Go online first, do your research. Now you can compare formulas and pricing and see what gives you the best bang for your buck. Okay, you know, we don't want to buy inferior grade. We want to buy top grade material and sustenance. Do a multi-mineral in the evening. If you're an insomniac, you got leg aches, back aches, Charlie horse, spasms, palpitations, TMJ, restless leg. You don't need a drug. You need minerals. You're a parent. Your kids complain about growing pains. You need minerals. So take a look at my essential mineral formula. Compare everybody else's. And by the way, when you get a mineral formula, make sure it has betaine hydrochloride in it or pantothenic acid. The reason for that, pantothenic acid becomes betaine hydrochloride, good for your digestion. And the betaine hydrochloride carries the calcium ion into the bone matrix to rebuild bone. So ladies, if you're tendency towards osteoporosis and you worry about it, take a look at minerals that have the pantothenic acid or the betaine hydrochloride. So those are two foundations, and then address whatever your primary concern is, because once you deal with that, the other things may disappear and not be so troublesome.
For someone who's looking to build a health strategy that's sustainable enough to last for years, rather than just fizzle out after that 2 weeks of motivation occurs, what would you suggest for them?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It's the lack of continuance. We talked about discipline. You know, taking vitamins is not, it's not a fad. It's a lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It really is, because if you were even, and my wife and I are, we do everything, I'm going to say 80-20, 80% organic. There are some, because I eat out because of work. I still go out and work every day. Almost every day. But anyway, there's not clean food out there. So you think you're getting a good meal and it looks superficially, it is good. You may have a salad. God only knows how many toxins are in there, what was sprayed, what it was grown in, stuff like that. The meat looks good, does not necessarily mean it's clean. Okay. So you're bringing toxins in. So supplementation makes up and supports your body's effort to maintain good health. So it's not a fad. And if you find yourself skipping meals or your supplements, that's fine. If it's 1 or 2 days, you know, kind of like honoring the Sabbath, everything in the universe flows in cycles and there's an action and there's a pause. So yeah, you can slack off for 2 days, but get right back on it. Don't lose that discipline, because when you stop, you start working against yourself, because if you're not paying attention, you will fall back into your old ways, and that's destruction.
With that being said, what does true vitality look like to you now? Not hype, not perfection, but real vitality.
Well, I can only go and relate it this way. I was with some friends up in Colorado, and we were out chopping wood, and I had 20 years on him. And I was probably the oldest one in the little community up in Gold Hill in outside of Boulder. And I'm working away, and he's, I said, "What, Greg, come on, man. We still got this, we got to cut these logs up. We got to axe them down, you know, da-da-da-da." So to me, vitality is having the endurance to go beyond what, you know, I'm not a runner because I was sick as a kid, so I was not a runner. But if you got the stamina and endurance to work energetically till 4 or 5 o'clock every single day, you're in good shape. Okay. And I don't mean artificial energy. I mean real energy, not caffeinated energy, but real, honest to God, ATP, which every cell produces if you give it the building material. It's all about what you give your body, and it will respond accordingly. Stop treating it, nourish it.
I love that. Now, if I was listening today, and I know I've been neglecting my biggest asset, my health, what is one or the first meaningful step I should take this week to make that change?
Well, so one, you know, you could go to my website and read, learn. You could write to me. I'm open. I don't necessarily charge. If it's something simple, obviously, hey, try this, you'll find it works. And it, you know, it depends on what you want. Like I said, I do holistic. And if you're going to work with me as a client, you need to be open to looking at the emotional component, because your mind runs your brain, and your brain runs your body, and your brain seeks to fulfill the directives of your mind. So from a holistic, naturopathic point of view, the best way to get healthy is go within, find the disharmonies, correct them, nurture the body. You'll be in great shape.
Michael, this has been a thoroughly enjoyable conversation. Where can people follow your work and learn from your education and explore your programs?
Well, it depends on what they're interested in. If it's strictly health, then the michaelshealth.com works. If they want to go further, just drop me a line at michael@michaelshealth.com or drmichaels1@outlook. Either way, and just put in the subject line holistic, okay? Because I have another website where I have all of my writings and teachings, and any way I can, you know, share that with them. And then they can make up their own mind going from there.
Michael, thank you again for joining me and bringing such a practical perspective to this conversation. Honestly, what stood out to me today was that leadership is more than just about drive. It's about physiology, recovery, discipline, and most importantly, whether I'm building a body that I can actually sustain the life and responsibility that I say I want. So to everyone watching, this is the takeaway. When you protect your health, you're going to protect your clarity. When you strengthen the systems, you're going to strengthen your leadership. And when you manage your health with intention, you're going to give yourself a better chance to lead well for the long haul. I'm Dr. Megan Parks, and this has been Aligned to Lead. Thanks for watching with me.